Now, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stopping to look in, he saw the linen clothes lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen clothes lying there, and the face clothes which has been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen clothes, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stopped to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and saw to him in Aramaic, "Rabuni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father and my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he has said these things to her.
7日的第一日清晨，天还黑的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里。 看见石头从坟墓那里挪开了，就跑来见西门彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒，对他们说：“有人把主从坟墓里挪走了，我们不知道放在哪里。”彼得和那门徒就走出来，往坟墓那里去。两个人同时跑着，门徒比彼得跑得还快，先到了坟墓那里，低头往里看。 就看见细麻布还放在那里，只是没有进去。彼得随后也到了，走进坟墓，看见细麻布还放在那里，又看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一处，而是在另一处卷着。新到坟墓的门徒也进去了，看见这场景就信以为真。 因为他们此时还不明白圣经上所讲的意思，就是耶稣本人必要从死里复活。于是两个门徒就回到自己的住处去了。玛利亚却在坟墓前站着哭，哭的时候低头往坟墓里看，看见两个天使穿着白衣，在安放耶稣身体的地方坐下。 一个在头处，一个在脚处。天使对他说：“妇人，你为什么哭？”他说：“因为有人把我主挪走了，我不知道他的尸体被放在哪里。”说了这话，就转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里，但却不认识耶稣。耶稣此时问他：“妇人，你为什么哭呢？你找谁？” 玛利亚以为是看门徒的，或者是其他什么人，就对他说：“先生，若是你把耶稣的尸体移走了，请告诉我，你把他放在哪里了？我便去取他。”耶稣说：“玛利亚。”玛利亚明白了，转过身来， 用希伯来语对他说，拉波尼，也就是老师的意思。耶稣说，不要碰我，此刻我还没有升天去见我的父亲。你往我弟弟那里去吧，告诉他们，我过不久多久就会升天去见我的父亲，也就是你们的天父。我会去见我的神，也就是你们的神。玛利亚然后就去告诉其他门徒，说，我已经看见了主。他又将主对他的说的话告诉了他们。大家好，我是主播 Kiki， 第二阶段节目名称读经大讲堂，英文名称 Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者的角度做个人总结分析，然后 English Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度学习问题讨论。希望这样的趣味性互动过程给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐相关问题采访。今天是约翰福音第32讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chat name of our second phase out program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. And learn, Sister Ingrid will help me conduct in deep learning and program discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all.The following is my interview with Sister on related issue. Today is the 22 lecture on the Gospel of John. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the commentary for discussion. Well, everybody, firstly is still my today personal study summary. Early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to Jesus' tomb and saw that the stone had been rolled away, shocked.She ran to tell Peter and other disciples, saying someone had taken Jesus' body. Both disciples ran to the tomb, but the other disciple got there first. He saw the linen clothes inside but didn't enter. When Peter arrived, he went inside and saw the clothes, including the face clothes, neatly folded. The other disciple then entered, saw everything, then believed.However, they didn't yet fully understand that Jesus had been risen, as scripture had foretold. Afterward, the disciples went back home. Mary stayed at the tomb crying. As she looked inside, she saw two angels sitting where Jesus' body had been. They asked her why she was crying, and she said it was because Jesus' body had been taken.Then she returned around and saw a man, not realizing it was Jesus, thinking he was the gardener. She asked if he had moved the body. Jesus signed her name, Mary, and she immediately recognized him, calling him Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus told her not to cling to him because he hadn't yet ascended to God.Instead, he asked her to go and tell the disciples that he would soon ascend to his father, who was also their father and God. Mary then went to the disciples and shared the exciting news. I already have seen the Lord, and she told them what Jesus had said. Now, let my beloved Ingrid sister make a go further summary.
Yes, hello, sister. One point I would like to mention is that Mary was looking for the earthly Jesus, the rabbi she knew before he was crucified. She did not look for the arisen and glorified Jesus.
你好，妹妹。今天我想提到的一点是，玛利亚正在寻找尘世间的耶稣，也就是她口中的拉比。她知道他在被他钉在十字架之前。他并没有寻找复活和荣耀之后的耶稣。
That is why she went to the tomb and she wanted to touch Jesus. But Jesus did not allow that she saw him like before. He wanted her to believe that he is arisen with the purpose to go to his father and to be to establish his kingdom, and we shall see him when we are going there.
这就是他去坟墓的原因，也是他想触摸耶稣的原因。但耶稣不允许他像以前一样看到他，他希望他相信他复活的目的是要见他的父亲，在那里建立他的王国。当我们去那里的时候，他和我们都会最终见到他的。
40 days after resurrection, Jesus fulfilled his word and went up to the Father. Nevertheless, she has got a part of Jesus here on earth at the day of Pentecost, 50 days after resurrection, when the Holy Spirit came down from heaven, who dwells still among us and in us.
复活之后的四十天，耶稣真的应验了这句话，最终升到天堂，寻找他的父亲。然而，在五旬节那天，也就是复活之后的五十天，圣灵从天而降，至今仍住在我们中间。他已经得到了耶稣在世间的一部分。
Many will ask why Jesus did not go directly to heaven and send a message from heaven, but there are two reasons. When a high priest are offering in the holy place of the temple and they come out after, it means that the offer has been accepted.
很多人会问，为什么耶稣不直接去天堂并从天堂发出讯息？但有两个原因，当大祭司在圣殿地方来祭祀的时候，然后他们出来的时候，这就已经意味着献祭已经被接受了。
Jesus is a high priest for us too, and the fact that he came visible out of the tomb means that God Father in heaven has accepted his offering. The other reason is that he gave more instruction what his disciples shall do after he will have left to go to heaven. For example, to evangelize and make more disciples, as this is written in the Grand Commission in the Gospel of Matthew.
耶稣也是我们的大祭司，他从坟墓中现身，意味着天上的父神已然接受了他的奉献。另一个原因是，他给了门徒更多的指示，告诉他们他离开之后去天堂应该做些什么。例如，像马太福音中的大使一样那样写道：“去传福音吧，去培养更多的门徒吧。” Okay, based on above Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related questions. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians.The first one, why did Mary Magdalene go to the tomb early in the morning? 玛利亚·抹大拉为什么一大早就去坟墓呢？
She wanted to see him because on Friday the funeral was very fast, and in other Gospels they write that she carried ointments for to put on his body with her.
她实际上是想见耶稣基督。因为星期五的葬礼进行得非常快，而且其他福音书上也写明，他随身携带了药膏，准备涂在耶稣的身上。Second question, sister, why did Mary say when she first arrived at the tomb? 玛利亚第一次到达坟墓的时候看到了什么呢？
She saw that the tomb was empty.
她看到了坟墓是空的。So that next question, why did Peter and the other disciple run to the tomb? 为什么彼得和另一个门徒跑着去坟墓呢？
They wanted to know what happened. There was a big stone before the tomb, so it was nearly unbelievable that somebody took it away, and they thought that somebody has stolen the body of Jesus Christ.
他们想知道发生了什么样的事情。坟墓前有一块大石头，所以这几乎是难以置信的。有人把它移走了，他们认为是有人故意偷走了耶稣基督的尸体。Next question, sister, what was unusual about linen and clothes in the tomb? 坟墓里的裹尸布又有什么样的特别之处呢？
They were folded together and the top. arranged like a room of a person who left and never will come back.
裹尸布被整齐地折叠在一起，坟墓的布置就像一个离开后永远不会回来人的房间。Next question. Sister, why didn't Mary recognize Jesus at first? 玛利亚为什么一开始没有认出耶稣来呢？
She was crying and occupied with her grief, and she did not take the possibility that Jesus may be a rose in serious.
她当时正哭泣着，沉浸在悲伤之中，她并没有认真考虑耶稣可能复活的可能性。Next question. What might Mary realize it was Jesus speaking to her? 又是什么样的话让玛利亚清醒地意识到和他说话的人就是复活之后的耶稣呢？
When he spoke her name, she recognized him at his voice.
当耶稣喊出玛利亚的名字的时候，她也辨识出了耶稣的声音。 Next question. Therefore, sister, what does the word Rabboni mean, and why did Mary use it? 拉波尼到底是什么意思呢？玛利亚为什么用这样的称呼词呢？
Rabboni means teacher. For her and the disciples, Jesus was 3 years the teacher who showed them the way to God's kingdom.
拉波尼的意思是老师，对他和门徒来说，耶稣是3年以来的老师，指引着他们走向上帝王国的真正道路。Next question, sister. Why did Jesus tell Mary not to cling to him? 为什么耶稣明确告诉玛利亚此时不要抓住他？
As I mentioned, she was searching for the earthly Jesus, the man she knew before crucifixion. But here we have the risen and glorified Jesus. She had to accept that the time of grace was fulfilled and the time when Jesus was with them on earth will soon end.
正如我此前所提到的，他在寻找尘世间的耶稣，也就是他被钉在十字架之前所认识的那个男人。但是在这里，我们看到的是复活和荣耀的耶稣。他必须来接受恩典的时代已经结束，耶稣在世上与他们同在的时代也即将结束。Next question. Sister, what message did Jesus give Mary to tell the disciples? 耶稣让玛利亚告诉门徒什么样的信息呢？
She shall tell to the disciples, I ascend to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.
他要告诉门徒，我要升到我父亲和你们的天父那里，到我的上帝和你们的上帝那里。The last question, sister. How did Mary share the good news with the disciples? 高兴之余的玛利亚是如何向门徒分享这样的好消息呢？
She went back to the disciples and told that she had seen Jesus and that he had told these words.
玛利亚重新回到了门徒那里，告诉所有人她看见了耶稣，而且是耶稣本人对她讲了这些话。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2024年初冬快乐，我们下期再会。